going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Headed into the 9 o'clock hour. Last hour of my time tonight here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. This is Time Out with Eric Slaughter. The sun has set here in the Kia Studios, and I feel much more comfortable. Thank you. Ooh-wee, because it was hot outside today, I think. We may have touched 90 here in Atlanta. It is officially the first day of summer. And summer is here and it's going to stay. The dog days of August are not that far away. Training camps in the NFL and training camps in the SEC, all that stuff will be coming up because summer is here. And it'll be just a good time. And the sports world, with the calendar, the sports calendar just flies by, flies by, flies by. As we go through the last 8-9 days of June, actually 10 days, there's 30 days in the month, so we got 9 days to go. Two of the major final sports calendar events of June are the ending of the NBA Finals, and then as the NBA Finals go to a close, the draft is immediately after. So first, let's talk Game 7. As many people say, the two greatest words in all of sports, Game 7. We have it in Major League Baseball quite often. I'm sure they had some in the Stanley Cup Finals, or the Stanley Cup playoffs, that is. But now we got a Game 7 in the NBA Finals. And we got it on the best available time and place, Sunday night, 8 o'clock. The sun, where it should be. I was so upset. When I was on air last Sunday for Father's Day, Sunday afternoon, then I realized that on Sunday night when I got home, I had no NBA Finals game to watch. I was like, can the TV executives help explain this to me? Why would you skip Saturday and Sunday? They had played on Friday. I think it was game 3. We were looking for game 4. Or game five, it was game 4 because we had 5. It was game, okay, we're looking for game 5. But you played on Friday and you skipped Saturday and Sunday to wait to play on Monday. And it made no sense to me. Sunday night should never be without a major sporting event. And I'm not talking about the Sunday night MLB game of the week because they had that. Great. Whoop-de-doo. How is it that the NBA thought that having a Sunday night and not having a game was a good idea? Well, we don't have to worry about that tomorrow because we will get Game 7 on Sunday night back in Oklahoma with everything on the line. And I was looking at Game 6, and I knew it was due. I looked back at all three series that the Oklahoma City Thunder won. Round 1, Round 2, and then the Western Conference Finals. And in each one of those rounds, they had one game every time where they just completely laid a dud. So they were due for a dud game, and sure enough, it came in game six. Now, I don't know if they were saying to themselves, hey, let's get this thing back home and win it at home. That would be a stupid philosophy. That would be a dumb way to look at things. Because if you have a chance to get it over with, get it over it. There's a reason why Michael Jeffrey Jordan never got to a game seven, because he said, hey, let's do this thing in six if we can. Let's do it in five. Let's not worry about getting to game seven because we get it back at home. That's not how you do it, okay? And I don't know what it was for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, yes, they were on the road. And yes, Indiana had their, you know, backs against the wall. But the 108-91 final score was not a true indicator of how that game was, because the Thunder scored 31 points in the fourth quarter. Think about this. And I know, Dom, you can tell me. I know Carl and Mike talked about this for sure on Friday. If you score 31 points in the fourth quarter and you still lose by 17, you did not have a good day.
Yeah, no.
Okay?
No.
If you score 31 points in the fourth quarter, you should be winning a basketball game. You outscored the Indiana Pacers 31-18 in the fourth quarter, and you still lost by 18. That's pathetic. Okay? So the Oklahoma City Thunder are going back home with some things to think about, and they've had 2 days to do it. Okay? You've had Friday and Saturday to try to get this thing right and see if you can win your franchise's first title since 1977. Now, Indiana, how do you take that momentum from that huge Game 6 win at home and take it into Oklahoma? You've already shown that you can win there, okay? You've already shown that. I do believe you won the first game of the series in Oklahoma. Can you get a front and back win and bring home this chip? This is going to come down to Rick Carlisle and his championship experience, in my opinion. And I am going to bet on Rick Carlisle right now. Okay? I am going to bet on Rick Carlisle, and I'm going to bet on Halliburton as a clutch performer to go in there and get this game seven. I may not be the majority here, but that's my call for tomorrow night. We will see what happens. I see you over there, Dom. Are you feeling what I'm putting down, or you think I'm crazy?
I have said that the Thunder were going to win this series from the jump. When it was first announced and we had the matchup set, I jokingly said Thunder in five. I came back and was like, hey, let me be respectful to the Pacers and said Thunder in six. The reason why I feel like the Thunder will still win this series, despite having their backs against the wall and kind of really having all the pressure on them, is that, one, I feel like just top to bottom roster-wise, they are the better team. I love the fact that you brought up with Rick Carlisle, because I think that has been one of the key difference in this series.
He's been coaching the heck out of the Indiana Pacers.
Yes, and you see the Thunder's lack of experience and just their youth. Young team.
Mm-hmm.
But when I looked at it, I said, how do the Pacers win games this series? And I said, okay, they're going to win one game off of just shenanigans, because it's what they've done every single
playoff. And that probably
series.
Was game one.
That was game
that
one.
That probably was game one. That's right. That
You're
was game
win
one.
One. Mm-hmm. Off of shenanigans. It's just, it's something is going to go their way. It just
they always get a ball in the last minute, win a crazy
exactly.
shot. That was game one.
Yeah, so you got that game one. Great. They'll have another game that they'll win because of Rick Carlisle and just his coaching and him just having the team better. Like, he'll out-coach Dan Gault and whatnot. I feel
so that
like,
was game six?
I feel like that was actually more so game
three?
Three.
Okay.
So those were the two ways where I felt like, okay, those are the two ways that the Pacers can beat the Thunder, right?
Right, because the Thunder beat themselves in game six.
And that was my thing, was that I didn't think the Thunder would beat themselves in a game this series, which is why I thought this game would only go six.
But they've done it in every series. At least one mm-hmm. time in every series,
exactly.
they've not showed up.
Yes, and that's my concern for the Pacers now, is that I feel like you're out of cards to play. I don't think you can pull the shenanigans card again. I don't think you – maybe you can do the Rick Carlisle just out-coaching in game seven. Mm-hmm. Maybe that works. But I also don't think that the Thunder are going to lay a dud again.
Okay, I'm not going to think they're going to lay a dud either. Okay, this will be – I feel that this will be a very competitive game seven. Okay, now this is why I think Indiana has the moxie, the gall, and the cojones to go into pay.com or whatever that place is called and win this game, okay? You got it. Pascal Siakam, who has a ring, knows what it is in Game 7, has a heart and soul that cannot be measured, okay? You got Tyrese Halliburton, who has a clutch, and you got a coach who has done it before. You take the – I don't care 1 through 15 how much of a roster they have, because on Sunday night, he might only play 6 or 7 guys. He's going to look at all these guys and say, look, stay out of foul trouble because you're playing 48 minutes, okay? You McConnell, who comes off the bench, and maybe one or two guys, y'all going to get 10, 12 minutes each unless y'all get in here and just – completely are burning it up, but I don't. There is no, how do you say it in Rocky? There is no tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Game 7. I know where I'm going to play my menu. Okay. I don't work tomorrow. Okay. I'm going to do a couple ball games in the morning, but by 5 o'clock, I got my beer is going to be on ice. My wings going to be in the oven because I bake my wings now. I don't fry them anymore. I'm trying to be a little healthier. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Game 7 is going to be on the TV. And don't call me. I see, because I don't tweet during the games. Okay, I can't text during. You know, I don't understand how people can tweet at every timeout or after every made basket. You ain't paying attention. You're gonna miss something. Okay, you'll hear from me when the thing is over. Okay, because I'm watching every minute of it and gonna enjoy every minute of it because I think the Indiana Pacers are going to win the first title in their franchise's history. Okay, I ain't betting no money on it. I might bet, you know, I might do like Skip and bet a case of Mountain Dew or something on that stuff, you know. I don't have nobody to bet because I don't know anybody who really likes the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I'll bet with you. I got the Thunder.
Okay, we got lunch again?
Yeah, we can do
lunch. You still owe me a lunch, don't you?
No, I paid you back twice.
You bought my lunches?
I bought your lunches, absolutely.
Right. Okay, fine. Lunch, because, you know, even though we have some commercials, we're not promoting any gambling here on 1998.
Right,
you know,
right,
not no real gambling, but we can wager lunch. Absolutely, absolutely. I got the Pacers. My man Dom's got the Thunder. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Dom, this is the deal. Watching the Thunder, looking at them, I also learned something else. Because remember, you know, I said earlier in the show, I was reading stories about this $10 billion Laker sale. You know, I mean, $10 billion, okay? The Buss family bought the Lakers for like $60 million in the 60s, which at the time was the highest sale of a NBA franchise of all time. $60 million, okay? And he had to borrow money. So did you watch the Showtime series on...
I didn't watch all of it.
Okay.
But I did see some of it, and I liked what I saw.
Okay, but did you see, like, the first couple ones when he actually was requiring
yes.
a team?
Yeah.
He had to rob, steal, mm-hmm. cheat on his taxes,
yeah.
lie on his loan application to come up with the money to buy the Lakers. That's the late, great Dr. Jerry Buss, okay? He did not have all the money. He borrowed some from his mama, stole some from his uncle, lied to the bank, all these kinds of things, and they bought the Lakers, okay? You know, I'm just making some of this up, but go watch the series. The family had to really get creative with their finances, okay? Don't sue me, Buss family, saying I'm slandering your name, okay? You had to get creative. Y'all found a way to buy the franchise. You go on, turn them into one of the greatest franchises of all time, and now they just sold for $10 billion. Holy shnikes, Batman. $10 billion. And this man just going to write a check because he got it like that.
Yeah.
You know, he ain't got to go to the bank. He ain't got to get no approval. $10 billion? Who I make this out to? Who do I? Could you imagine that? Could you imagine that? Yeah, I got this. No problem. You know.
Yeah, being able to write that on a check.
Maybe because the Dodgers don't have to pay half their payroll.
Right.
For the next 30 years, because remember, this is the same man that owns the Dodgers that now owns the Dodgers and the Lakers in the same town. That is unbelievable. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, does it feel wrong that the bus is sold?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't say it feels wrong because they are a dysfunctional family. Okay, and I ain't the first to call them a dysfunctional family.
Mm-hmm.
So if they gonna sue everybody that called them a dysfunctional family, I'll just get in line because by the time they call my name, half that family might not be living anymore.
Right. But like,
okay? Yes, I'm not surprised.
I kind of because I feel like Jerry would have never sold this team.
Absolutely not. But it's just like a lot of owners who died. the family who inherited them, that's not their passion. That Dr. Jerry Buss lived, breathed, and ate his Lakers team.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like it takes a little bit before that. Like, I feel like it's like a few generations into that before
they say, we're going to sell off daddy's team?
Yeah. Like, it feels like we're selling grandmama's house. Like,
grandmama rolled over into her grave. We sell our house.
And I understand $10 billion is $10 billion, but like,
you could have kept it and maybe got $50 billion 10, 15 years
ago. That's the thing, though. Because right now the Lakers they're as profitable as they're going to be right now. Going into next year you got Luka, LeBron's farewell tour coming.
Exactly.
They're extremely high.
That stock is gold.
Yeah, so you probably were never going to be this valuable as a franchise again.
But your value ain't going down. What if Luka wins two titles?
Yeah, and that was my thing, too. It's just like, I mean,
What if Luka gets another all-star after LeBron and you get back to the NBA Finals two or three times?
Mm-hmm.
Your value ain't going down.
Yeah, so that's why it was just interesting to me. But then, I also saw some reports that, they'll be keeping, 15% of the stake and Jeannie will still be around.
She's actually going to be in charge for the next 5 years still.
Which is still, so it's like, because if the argument was, hey, we're just tired of the business and, mm-hmm. we kind of just don't really want to have to run this anymore.
Walk away, then okay.
But you very clearly still want to have a hand in this. You very clearly still care. Why are you selling?
Because that family is dysfunctional. That's why they're selling. That will come out eventually. Okay, the brothers, because she's got two brothers. She's got some nephews. They can't get along. Somebody needed a loan. Somebody doesn't. Somebody's trust. They're like, I need my money. And they're like, you know what? Sell this team and give these people their money and get them out of my face. And that's probably what it is. And I'm all speculating on that. Don't quote Eric Slaughter saying that. Eric Slaughter said the Buss family had a family quibble. That's why they sell the Lakers. That's my assumption. That's my assumption. But regardless, $10 billion. $10 billion, I don't need a loan. I don't need a credit card. I'm writing a check. Woo-wee. Now, once again, I'm taking the Pacers. Dom's taking the Thunder. When we come back, after the finals are over, the Hawks are officially on the clock. And we're going to talk about what the Hawks could do, or at least what history says they could do, with one or both of their first-round picks in this year's draft. This is Time Out with Eric Slaughter, Sports Radio 92.9. The
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Game. Dukes and Bell will be live at State Farm Arena this Wednesday from 2 to 6:30 p.m. And they will be there to preview the NBA draft, which the first round will be this Wednesday, with round two followed on Thursday night. I am pretty sure, I don't have it in front of me, but I'll look it up real quick, that each and every year the Hawks usually host a draft party at State Farm Arena. Now, of course, last year they had their probably biggest state draft party of all time because the Hawks were holding the number one overall pick in the NBA draft, which they went on to draft Zachary Richet from France with that number one overall pick. And Zachary, or Zach, whatever you call him, Richet, had a pretty good rookie season for the Atlanta Hawks. I do want to say he made the first team all-rookie NBA team. We'll take that. And I think Richet's future with the Atlanta Hawks is very bright, and what the Hawks could and should do over the next coming years is on a upswing. Okay, now it's going to be a very, very important offseason here for the Hawks, starting with what could happen Wednesday night. Will the Hawks stay at their current picks at number 13 and number 22 in the first round? Thank you to the Sacramento Kings for messing up, not advancing, out of the play-in or whatever, how it happens that we end up finally getting their pick from that trade from, like, seems like 10 years ago now. And that's how we ended up with the 31st pick. And then the other move we made, bringing in, I think it was a part of the, where's Caleb Johnson when I need him? But whatever trade it was we made that got us number 22, because there was at one point where the Hawks did not have a first-round pick in this year's draft. And now we end up with two first-round picks. Okay, so what will they do? Will they package these deals and try to move up? Will they stay where they are and pick the two best players on the boards or the guys that they've worked out? And it had me looking at years past in the NBA draft and thinking about what kind of player or what players could be available to the Hawks at 13 and 22. And I've read about five mock drafts. All of them have the Hawks going in different directions, because the bottom line is this is a three-player draft. A three-player draft, and after those first three picks, it could go any and every way depending on what team needs. I read one of the funniest stories that I thought I would ever read last week when it said the Dallas Mavericks will work out Cooper Flagg in Dallas. And I said, for what? For what reason do the Dallas Mavericks have or need to work out Cooper Flagg? There is no way on God's green earth that Cooper Flagg is not going to be the number one pick by the Dallas Mavericks. The only thing the Dallas Mavericks need to do with Cooper Flagg is take him house shopping, okay? They need to say, Cooper, here's our preferred real estate agent. Go pick up a house because you are coming to the DFW, okay?
Hey, we don't know what Nico's going to do over there, okay? We don't know.
If this man wants to ever feel safe anywhere near the city of Dallas and the surrounding areas again, he better pick Cooper Flagg with the first pick overall.
Hey, Ace, okay? Bailey, congrats on being the first overall pick.
If that happens, that man, I don't know how, you know, I guess even in today's world and time where you can get any information in the world, if they don't pick Cooper Flagg, number one overall, I got an unlisted number. I'm selling my house. I'm moving to an undisclosed location because, I mean, they tried to get – I'm sure that man got death threats.
Absolutely.
I don't know if he's got kids. His kids was getting threats at school.
He can't walk around the city of Dallas safe right now.
No, until Wednesday at about 8:15, 8:20. What time would that actual car get turned in? Okay.
That's right.
You know, because what was that? Well, you know, by Thursday morning, the number one selling jersey in NBA will be the Cooper Flag Dallas Mavericks jersey. Okay? That's how quickly that's going to happen. Why in the world do you need to work him out? For what reason? How quickly can I turn this card in? What's the commissioner of the NBA?
Adam Silver.
Thank you. When he says the NBA draft is officially underway, before he turns around to leave the mic, he should be doing a 180. Said yes, and with the first pick,
Knupel. Out of Duke, number one to the Dallas Mavericks,
and the American Airlines Arena, wherever they play, explodes at the same time. No, we all know the Dallas Mavericks are going to pick Cooper Flagg with the number one pick overall. That lottery was rigged. Mark Cuban paid somebody off. I know he technically does not own the Mavs anymore, but just like the Buss family, he's still in charge for a couple more years. He called all his powers that be. Said, "Hey, man, I don't know why this man, traded away my franchise player. I need the number one pick, but Dallas Mavericks got it. Okay, we ain't got to worry about that. Okay, pick two, pick three. This draft starts after those couples got Ace Bailey and the point guard from Rutgers are predicted to go.
Dylan
two
Harper.
Or three, right? Those mm-hmm. three guys, one, two, and three. Then we start seeing what happens. Okay.
Well, we'll see what Ace Bailey though, because apparently, he's kind of they're doing the Shedeur Sanders route with him as far as his pre-draft process. He's been now, granted, he's just been straight up just not going to workouts with certain teams.
Yeah, but
he missed his workout with the 76ers recently and just kind of just didn't show because I guess he's just like, yeah,
I won't
really
be there when
play.
You draft. Yeah, yeah.
Which I mean, the 76ers have the third pick, so. You probably will, but okay.
We'll see his face. Yeah. Will his face be worse than Dom? Let me see if you know your NBA draft history. Who has the worst overall all time NBA draft reaction to being drafted? The absolute worst there ever was.
Ooh.
And this is an easy answer. If you saw it or if you've seen it in history,
then I probably haven't seen it.
When Steve Francis was drafted number two overall mm-hmm. by the time Vancouver Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
He sat there and looked like, I don't even want to get up and go up here and put this hat on.
The one that actually I do remember,
okay.
I believe it was it Jahlil Okafor? I remember when he got drafted by the
Bulls.
No,
he was third overall by the 76ers. Yeah.
And I remember him in his, in their introduction, when they were all taking their photos and, him holding the jersey and, excited
really?
And almost, threw the jersey down immediately as soon as he could. It was kind of very clear he wasn't excited to be in Philly. Mm-hmm. I do remember that. But, no, I haven't seen the Steve Francis.
Oh, go back. Steve Francis, when they said with the number two pick overall, the Vancouver Grizzlies select Steve Francis from the University of Maryland, he just sat there and was like, oh, my worst nightmare has just come true. And, of course, Steve Francis never played a single basketball minute for the Vancouver Grizzlies. Actually, that was probably what ended the Grizzlies' time in Vancouver because I think a year or two later, they moved to Memphis, okay? Steve Francis was traded to the Houston Rockets pretty shortly after that. All right, so the Hawks, once again, will have two picks. We're going to talk about pick 22 right now, okay? I went back into the history of the 22nd pick overall in the NBA draft, and I have to say none of the names in the all-time picks number 22 overall really stand out, okay? If you get a decent player at 22 overall, some of the best players in the history, a Jared Dudley became an all-star. Jarrett Jack from Georgia Tech was picked 22 overall. But in the history of the number 22 overall, there's only been one player who was consistently an all-star, and his career ended, unfortunately, short, and that was Reggie Lewis, who was picked number 22 overall by the Boston Celtics in the late 80s, okay? Had a great career until, unfortunately, he died early because of a malfunctioning heart. So at 22 overall, don't expect much with that draft pick unless, by some miracle, we really find a guy who really exceeds his expectations.
Unless we find a guy named Jarrett, apparently, because what you said, Jarrett Jack and Jarrett Dudley are the only ones.
There you go. All right.
We just need a Jarrett at 22. And
all right. Now, but I'm going to tell you some names of guys and caliber of players that have been drafted 13th overall in the NBA draft. And these three names that I'm going to give you are really going to be like, wow, how do these guys end up being the 13th pick overall? I'm going to start with one of them that is currently playing in the NBA, okay? He is a scoring machine in the NBA. And if the Atlanta Hawks can find this kind of a talented player with the 13th pick overall, we have a bright future. In 2015, with the 13th pick overall, the Phoenix Suns picked a young guard out of the University of Kentucky. And he's currently arguably one of the purest scorers in all of the NBA. And his name is Devin Booker. Devin Booker, now he only played 1 year in college, which most of your big-time college players only play right now, was picked 13th overall by the Phoenix Suns in 2015. Now, I don't know about you, but I would take a player of Devin Booker's caliber with the 13th pick overall for these Atlanta Hawks. I sure would, and we would be – I mean, Devin Booker is a sniper. Devin Booker has the it factor. Devin Booker is a closer. Devin Booker can drop 50 on any given night. So I hope the Hawks scouting department can come up or even get close to a Devin Booker caliber player with the 13th pick overall. I got one more for you. I'm going to go back to the mid-80s. Because in 1985, with the 13th pick overall, the Utah Jazz selected Karl Malone. Karl the Mailman Malone with the 13th overall NBA pick. He just went on to become arguably the greatest power forward of all time. He just went on to become an All-NBA 75, All-NBA 50, you name it. He was on the Olympic team in 92. Karl Malone was one of the greatest players ever to play the game. MVP, I think twice. 20-time All-Star. And he was the 13th pick overall in the draft in 1985. I'd take a Karl Malone-type player with 13 overall if I'm the Atlanta Hawks. Would you take that, Dom?
For sure.
Absolutely. Okay. Now I got one more for you. And this one's going to blow your mind. Now I know somebody out there is saying, I know the answer to this. I know who was picked 13th overall, went on to become a future NBA Hall of Famer. Dom, do you know who the name I'm about to say that was picked 13th overall?
Not off the top of my head.
Not off the top of your head. Well, in what was arguably the greatest NBA draft of all time, in 1996.
Year before I was born.
Year before you were born. Dang, Don, you make me feel old. But in 1996, with the 13th pick overall. Now, a lot of people ain't going to remember this, but drafted by the Charlotte Hornets at number 13 overall was a young man straight out of high school named Kobe Bean Bryant. 13th overall. Now, if you could redraft the 1996 NBA draft, Allen Iverson was number one. Will he still go to number one? Probably not. He probably will fall to number two. Because I don't think there's any draft. Matter of fact, if you put this man in the draft, if you could put LeBron, Kobe, Jordan, Magic, Kareem, Wilt, who else? That's it. I'm going to take just those guys and say, hey, I'm going to put all y'all in the same draft. You could argue any of them could be the number one pick overall. But, and none of them would they fall to number 13. Kobe Bryant, yes, he was coming out of high school. Yes, he was 17 years old. But Kobe Bryant was the 13th pick overall in the 1996 NBA draft. I don't think there's enough basketball gods in the land that the Hawks can find a Kobe Bryant-type talent at 13th overall this year. But it has been done. It has been done. Where will we be 20 years from now if we look back on the 2025 NBA draft and say, hey, at the 13th pick overall, the Atlanta Hawks picked one of the greatest players of all time? Can you believe that? I mean, the mailman, Karl Malone, in 85, Power forwards, he's top three or four of all time. When he retired, a lot of people don't remember this. When Karl Malone retired, he was the second leading scorer in NBA history. That's been some time, but he was the second leading scorer in NBA history when he retired. And Kobe Bryant, I ain't even going to talk about his resume. 13th pick overall. Hawks, find me a gym at 13, please. Please. It's been done before. You can do it too. Sports Radio 929 The Game, timeout with Eric Slaughter. One segment to go, and then I'm out of here. 404-726-0929 and all day, every day on the Odyssey app.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Wrapping up tonight's show, timeout with Eric Slaughter here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Looking at the roster of the LSU Tigers baseball team, trying to see if any of their players are from the Metro Atlanta area, as they are about, let's see, one out away from ending Coastal Carolina's 26-game win streak. That's insane. Coastal Carolina, who has made the Men's College World Series, has won 26 straight games on their route, on their way to it, to the finals, game one. And they're about to lose 1-0 with one more out. The New York Mets currently hold a 7-4 lead over the Philadelphia Phillies in Philly. The Mets have lost, was it 5, 6, 7 in a row, something crazy like that. So it looks like they'll finally end that losing streak. And the Braves will be 11 games. I'm sorry, the Braves will be 10 because the Braves are chasing the Phillies right now. So the Mets and the Phillies keep going back and forth for first place. So if the Mets can finish this one out, the Mets and the Phillies will have the exact same record at 46-31. If the Mets can hold on, they're in the seventh inning now. The Braves now 35-40, currently at 10.5 out. They'll be at 10 tomorrow morning if the Mets close this out and win this game. Like we said, doesn't matter to us. One of them has to lose. They will. We get our chance to play both of those teams all of next week. Seven games between the Mets, Phillies, and the Braves. 5-2. Sounds pretty good to me. 4-3, I'll take. 3-4 or 2-5, unacceptable. Yes, it's on the road. We got to go to Citibank Park or Citizens Bank Park or whatever they call that place in Philly. We got to go to Citi Field. But the Braves have been playing better away from Truist here of late. You took 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee in Milwaukee. Hopefully you're going to take 2 out of 3 versus Miami in Miami. Keep it going. Go into Philly. Go into New York. Go into Citi Field and win baseball games. Lindsey Crosby, who joined me earlier in the show. If you missed it, go back to the Odyssey app, 8 o'clock. You can catch it on replay, download it. He said, bottom line, doesn't matter where the Mets or the Braves play. They can play in the sandbox in your local neighborhood. And what do they call it? Sand lot, whatever. Usually the Braves win. Hopefully that trend stays. We need the Braves to keep getting victories, keep climbing back into this division. Can by the end of next week, can we be 6-7 games out? I mean, think about it like this. A week and a half ago, we looked into the standings. The deficit was 13 games. A week later, today, by the time this game goes over, the deficit will be 10 games. That means that within a week's time, we've knocked 3 games off our division deficit. 13-10, that's 3. And another week, can we knock off 3 more? If we can get that deficit down to 6-7 games, we're in this thing. There's no way you're going to tell me that in the final week of June, being 6 or 7 games out of first place is an insurmountable obstacle. It's not. But can we do it? A 5-2 week could get it done. A five and two week against the Mets and the Phillies gets us to 7 games out. If we take 3 out of 4 from the Mets and then 2 out of 3 from the Phillies and both of those teams keep losing other games, guess what? We can wake up next Monday being 7 games out. That's what we're hoping for. That's what we need. Braves got to keep playing, though. Braves got to keep playing. The pitching has to keep doing what they're doing. The bats have to leave Miami and travel on the road to Philly and New York. Can't have any more major one-run losses. Hopefully they got that all out their system by when they lost 6-7 games in a row by one loss. So we'll see what happens. I can't sit here and preach to it. I got to give the Braves their kudos. I've been eating my crow all night. I used all my hot sauce up. I used my Polynesian. I used my Zaxby sauce. I used all of it, and I ate my crow. I fried it. I usually like my chicken fried, my bird fried. I try to eat a little healthier sometimes, but nope. I ate this crow fried.
Crow, it's just such a... It's a random thought that just popped in my head when I was thinking
where
about
that saying came from.
Yeah, like
where
did it come from, and like why is crow the bird that we just decided was like the bad bird to eat? Because okay. I'm pretty sure I feel like I would rather eat a crow than a pigeon.
Neither one of them sound very appetizing,
right?
Okay, maybe it's because a crow is often associated with death.
Yeah, bad luck stuff.
Yeah,
like
bad
that.
Luck
yeah.
And death. Yeah, so I mean, like I said, I came on these airwaves last Sunday on Father's Day, and I called the Braves some not-so-good names. I was very critical of their performances. I told them I was not buying what they were selling because they were beating up on a bad team. Well, now you're beating up – well, at least you did beat up on what's a good team for 3 straight games. You're currently beating up again on a bad Marlins team, but that's what we're supposed to do. But these next 7 against a team – 2 teams that are going to be – tied for first place in the NL East. You got 7 straight against them. If you win 5 of those 7, man, oh, man, that's going to be a great thing. But next time they do that, I'm on air again next Sunday night, Dom. I'm next Sunday from 6 to 9, I believe. If I can come in here after a 5-2 week, I'm going to eat steak and shrimp. I'm going to have lobster and fillets because that's going to be a good week and it's going to deserve a celebration. But I want to have it first. I want to see it done. I will straight come in here and be like, man, pop this bottle. Maybe it's a little premature, but if you go 5-2, 5-2, guys, Snit, you listening? Double A, I need 5-2. And give me 5-2. Come on, guys. You can do it. I know you can do it. Sports Radio 929 The Game, time out with Eric Slaughter wrapping this thing up. Let's look at where this station is going to be this week. As I've already told you, come Wednesday, Dukes and Bell will be at State Farm Arena, 2 to 6, or maybe even 6:30, because 6:30 is when we will start our Atlanta United coverage. Don't know, maybe we will have a 30-minute bridge show by one of our hosts. I think I saw Garrett Chapman is hosting. I'm not quite sure on that, but we will be at State Farm Arena as we preview and get ready for the first round of the NBA draft. Next Friday and Saturday, oh, man, these guys are so lucky. And, of course, welcome Ali Mack to the morning shift here at 929 The Game. But Ali, Mike Johnson, and Bo Squid Billy Morgan will be at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, not once like they were back in, I think it was early March when the first race came to town, but these guys are going to be at Atlanta on Speedway on Friday and Saturday of next week, because I'll be working with them on Saturday evening as they are previewing the night race at Atlanta Motor Speedway. I've said it on these airways many times. If you've never been to a NASCAR event, you need to put it on your bucket list. You're shaking your head now. I'm assuming you've never been. That thing's off the chain.
I wasn't shaking. I was nodding.
You agreeing with me?
Sorry, yes.
Have you been? You've been?
So I haven't been to one. I would like to go to one. I don't think I'm someone who would probably be into it a whole bunch.
You don't have to be. Listen to me. It's an experience. You ain't got to be there to see the cars go left, 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 left. It's a party. It's a P-A-R-T-Y. It's a party up in here. Pick a song. That thing's off the chain.
Okay.
I'm sure. Don't Pitbull have a party song? Yeah, they're gonna have a party. Man, off the chain. Y'all, if you've never been, you need to go. And it's an hour south of the city. It's easy to get in and get out. And it's reasonably priced. You do not have to spend a week's paycheck to get into NASCAR. Okay, this ain't the MLB All-Star game because I've been looking at tickets. I'm going to do it because that's how I do. Woo-wee. I need some shifts. Anybody going on vacation? I need some shifts. I got to buy an All-Star ticket, okay? If I was in Oklahoma tomorrow, let's take a look. Because tomorrow night, once again, game 7. I'm going to see, because if I was in Oklahoma tomorrow night, I'd be mortgaging the house. I'd be maxing out credit cards because I would want to be at that game tomorrow. And right now, you could get a cool ticket for just under $1,000 to go to Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Is that worth it to you? I mean, to say you're at Game 7 of the NBA Finals, there's going to be some people that might pony up. Now, I bet you there will be a lot of people. I've been to the NBA Finals, okay? I've been to the NBA Finals twice. I went to the NBA Finals in 2009 when the Lakers took on Orlando Magic.
Okay.
Dwight Howard and Kobe Bryant. Yeah. I sure did. I was there. See, I ponied up.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like it depends on the matchup.
Yep.
Like, I'm probably not spending $1,000.
But if you're in Oklahoma and you're a major, I mean, it's how do think about it like this, okay? And that's the one reason I tell people, buy, even if it's the cheapest season ticket you can buy, buy season tickets to your home Major League Baseball team or NBA franchise or your hockey franchise, because when you have tickets to your NBA or baseball team, as far as they go, you get tickets. It's not like in the NFL when the Super Bowl is in a neutral location and you're not guaranteed seats because you're a season ticket holder. You have to go in the lottery, okay? The NBA and World Series comes to your town, you got season tickets, you're getting seats, your seats. NBA Finals comes to town, you're getting seats, your seats. It's a great investment to have. Think about it. I mean, if you just buy the cheapest seats at Truist Park, I don't know what they cost, but they're not that expensive. You know, I'm sure there's a $10, maybe $12 option. And you don't have to buy the whole package. You can buy like half the season or something like that. And you still get tickets for every playoff game that comes into Truist Park or State Farm Arena. So if you're there already, you'll have them. And if you're living in Oklahoma, even though they are a really young team, and they're going to assume that they're going to be back in the NBA Finals, but that's what the Miami Dolphins assumed with Dan Marino. We heard what the ESPN had to say about Aaron Rodgers. The Packers assumed that Aaron Rodgers is going to take them back to the Super Bowl numerous times. There's no guarantee that either of those teams will ever make it back to the NBA Finals.
Now, I was going to say, we don't even have to go to another team.
Yeah.
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Right, exactly.
Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden.
They just knew they was going to be there a couple more times.
Made it one, it was like, damn, we ran into LeBron, but hey, we'll be back.
We'll be back.
We got this young squad.
Didn't happen.
Next thing you know, James Harden is on his way to Houston, and they never make it back to the Finals.
Yep. And you know, it's funny you would bring that up, and I'll let this be my closing argument here tonight. Like I'm a lawyer. My closing argument, Your Honor. So I was reading an article, and I was, you know, doing my homework on this Game 7 that's about to come up, and then it hit me. Because after the Lakers get sold for $7 billion, the Los Angeles Clippers are no longer
$10 billion,
thank you. The Los Angeles Clippers, who were, at the time, the most, you know, they actually had a higher value than the Lakers, technically, because they sold for more. The Los Angeles Clippers have to sit there tomorrow and watch the Oklahoma City Thunder, as Dom wants, win the championship. I want the Pacers, but we got lunch on this. And watch if the Oklahoma City Thunder do win, a player that they drafted win MVP. He already won the regular season MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And now if they win tomorrow, he'll win the finals MVP. How many people remember that say Gilgeous Alexander was drafted by the Clippers? And he was a part of, listen closely, the Paul George trade.
Mm-hmm.
And where is Paul George now? Collecting a check from the Philadelphia 76ers.
Right.
Clippers. Right. Poor things.
Clippers.
Poor things.
They're not the only ones. How do you think the Sacramento Kings feel right now? They had Tyrese Halliburton. They're the ones that originally drafted him.
See, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. The Kings originally drafted Halliburton.
So you got two. Somebody tomorrow night is going to win an NBA title.
Right.
And the MVP is going to be playing for a team that did not originally draft them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we're getting out of here. Will it be Tyrese Halliburton and I get a free lunch? Tacos. Or will it be the Oklahoma City Thunder and I got to buy Dom? We'll find out, and I'll be back with you next Sunday, and we'll talk about it. Dom, you know I appreciate you and love you, brother. And everybody who called in, Lindsey Crosby from the Braves today, appreciate your time. This has been my time. Sports Radio 929 The Game, Time Out with Eric Slaughter, all day, every day on the Odyssey app.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.